y'all ready for this?
I like to move it, move it.
This is how we do it. All we have to do
now. We're looking for somewhere to belong. You're standing all alone for someone to guide.
See the bus fly by. It's all right, 'cause I'm saved by the bell.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
The very first subway I ever went in was in the 90s. The first subway. Right. I went there on the opening day. It was one of those BP / subways.
Yeah.
Love and life.
Oh, there was too. Yeah.
Alex, nice. I've got more than five things.
Oh, that's
because fine. If you dudes have the same as me, I've got nothing.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good, good, good.
I was going to do a list of the top five bad things about the 90s.
No,
oh, shit. I should have done that. Damn it. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do one?
Yeah.
Can I throw Tamagotchi into that fucking list?
Yes,
Furby.
Yes,
you can. Oh.
And
Beanie Babies.
VCRs.
You don't like VCRs?
What?
Shit.
You nostalgic prick.
That's the first thing I ever saw porn on.
Same here. But I don't like
it. Brother.
I feel you, man.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because that very porn I was ever watching got chewed halfway through it on said VCR.
Oh.
So I was that's why I don't like VCRs. I hated going down to the shop, renting a VCR and having the tape stuff up and get all glitchy and all that. But then again, the last 2 weeks I've rented DVDs and they've been scratched right in the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Doesn't that suck?
My first porno
I downloaded was corrupted.
Was it?
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
Oh, I know.
I hate DVDs, though. You rent them and they stuff up halfway through.
Yeah.
Or, like, right in the final frame. Rented Terminator 2, final scene. Arnie's just about to go down in the lava.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Shit. Oh, remember how CDs got sold to us saying, you can use them as frisbees, you can bend them, you can scratch them. They're even worse than vinyl. Like, just the tiniest little thing.
Yep.
And glitch skip. Galore.
Yep. Gone.
That's bullshit. With VCR, look, you lost generations on the tape, mate, every school holidays, 10 videos for $10
down
at Queenscliff Video.
That's right, exactly. Record hours of television, watch back, hours of SNICK, and you're all done.
Yeah, I used to tape The Simpsons every night on VCR, and I had my VCR so worked out that between the segments of the show, it was a simple black fade out and black fade in.
Holy crap.
Not one frame of commercial in between.
Email the show, wally@ingeneral.com.au.
I had, remember Goosebumps?
Oh, the books.
Oh, yeah.
Was it R.L. Stein? R.L. Stein. Nice.
I had, remember the TV series of the Goosebumps?
No.
Saturday night.
Yes, I do actually beg your pardon.
On Network 10.
Yeah.
Had every single one of them on VCR.
Oh! A player.
And then back in the 90s, if you didn't laugh at Paul Jennings' books, you didn't have a sense of humour.
No Round way. The twist.
Round the twist, yeah. That's right. But this Goosebumps, I watched them about 3-4 years ago one night on the drink. Hilarious. And they had the original news updates and commercials still.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And that was better than the Goosebumps episode. It was so cool to watch old ads. I love it.
Yeah, it is good. Like you come across I taped Days of Thunder. when it was on. And some of the old ads were just hilarious. Yep. Promos for the Jim Owen Show. Remember that?
Jim Owen.
Oh, and my one had a an old ad for Brashers. Remember that? With Tony Barber.
Sweet.
Remember that? And the news bulletin had a young Natasha Belling.
Oh.
A very nice young Natasha Belling. Talking about John Howard winning his first selection.
Oh. mine had Network 10 bulletin with Tracy Spicer.
Yes, she was.
I had a crush on her, followed by an ad for World for Kids. Remember World for Kids? Became Toys R Us.
Yeah. Oh. Remember
We used to go down there in our free periods and just try shit out. Just tear the place apart. It was great.
Visit ingeneral.com.au to subscribe or download.
So this is our 90s episode.
If you haven't realised already.
And look, we're big 90s music fans. I think it's the decade that shaped a lot. Like, next to the 70s,
the 70s and 90s
were the big decades, I reckon, for music.
I'm digging the 80s at the moment.
But for us, 90s was big. Like, check some of this shit out. Ready? Okay, so basically you got your music scene in the 90s. R&B, urban pop began through there, replaced by dance music. Remember dance music was big in 99?
Yeah.
Like, 9 p.m. till I come.
Yes. All those songs. ATV.
Yeah.
Lovely. Paul Johnson, Get Down.
Oh, yes. Ooh. That's right. Then, like, big stuff. Chili Peppers, REM, Live, Counting Crows, Goo Goo Dolls, Smashing Pumpkins, Soundgarden, Garbage, Green Day, The Offspring, Third Eye Blind. Then you had, like, at the beginning of the 90s, Public Enemy, Beastie Boys, MC Hammer, Ice Cube. He was big. Do you remember A Tribe Called Quest?
Yes. N.W.A.
Yeah,
N.W.A.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, Wu-Tang.
But I think we'd like to concentrate more on the, how would you say, the tier two acts of the 90s.
All of those acts there, when you think 90s, everyone says a cliched Nirvana response or something, you know? We want the, you know, the tier two.
We want LaBouche Be My Lover. It's what we want.
Yes.
We want Macarena.
Remember Skilo, I Wish?
Oh, yes.
I Wish I Was a Little Bit Taller. I Wish I Was a Baller. Remember that?
Yep.
Hey, who sang Informer?
Snow. A Licky Snow. Boom Boom Down. Yeah. Greatest five words in pop music.
That's right, exactly. Snow.
And I remember, I used to catch the bus from my tiny little town on the way to school. And sitting with my mate there every morning, pretty much in the same seat, Double TFM in Melbourne had, back before radio stations got paid out for extreme repetitiveness, they used to rotate at 20 past eight every morning, either MC Scar and the Real McCoy, Another Night.
Oh, my God.
Or, I'll give you a little riff here. You finish this line for me. Ready? Na 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 na.
Baby, give it up. Give it up. Baby, give it up.
Oh, yeah. Cut and move.
Cut and move.
Cut and move.
Yeah, love it.
Nice.
And then lots of baby songs like Corona. Baby, baby.
Oh, yes. That was great. Remember Alex Party?
Oh.
Wrap Me Up in Your Love?
Yes.
Your Love Takes Me Higher. Love it.
Do you remember Color Me Bad?
Oh, God. No.
You remember them, don't you?
I'll respect you up. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Remember? I sang that at karaoke not too long ago, and for your information, I f***ing nailed it.
Yeah, player.
Booyah. How about Sonia Dada?
Oh, lover, you don't treat me no good no more. A cappella galore. Yeah. Like, not since Bobby McFerrin was that a cappella so popular in the 90s.
Oh, and Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, Rednecks.
Rednecks.
Spelt with an X.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, I used to always get confused. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, he did a solo song. Remember Lily Was Here? Called by David A. Stewart.
No, I can't say I do.
Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. It was all saxophone.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was the Eurythmics dude. Here's, remember Four Non-Blondes, What's Up?
Oh, I just played that about an hour ago on a said radio station that I work for.
Yeah.
I hate that song.
Really?
Despise it.
Tell me how much people love the music that the lead singer's created. Mm. Her name is? Linda Perry.
Mm, that's right.
Okay, check out what she's done since Four Non-Blondes. Mm. She wrote Pink's Get the Party Started.
Mm.
She produced Pink and wrote Christina Aguilera's Beautiful. Worked with Jewel. Mm. She co-wrote Gwen Stefani's What You're Waiting For.
Mm.
She's worked with Britney Spears, Robbie Williams, and she co-wrote Alicia Keys' Superwoman. Amazing. greatest intro to a 90s song, possibly. EMF's Unbelievable.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. Lovely.
Yeah. Love that. What else have I got here? Here's a great fact.
You'll love it.
You know this is going to be crap.
Complete this line. Ready? Oh. Tell me now that things
can only get better.
Yes. Oh,
I've got a fact about that. Yes. Sorry if you don't
Brian
have it.
Cox?
Damn you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The keyboard dude from... From D Room is now.
That's my fact.
He's a particle physicist.
Yes. That's my fact.
I saw him on ABC on a documentary.
And he made the Hadron Collider thing in Stockholm.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's still my fact then. Yeah. He made, you know, that big Hadron Particle
where
Collider
they
thing.
Smash them apart.
Where everyone's getting the shits because they think that if they're going to do it, he like apparently was part of the design team on that.
You're kidding. That gets a mention in Dan Brown's Angels and Demons.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yep. No, he designed that, which is funny because he goes from writing crap like that. How funny would that be? He's working on the Hadron Collider going, things can only get better. Oh. And then one of the other workers goes, yeah, bloody hate that song. And he's like, oh, I wrote that.
Yeah, right. How could you not sing along to that song?
Yeah, that's right.
What about, I felt a bit weird in the late 90s when stuff like Tal Bachman came out. She's So High.
Hated that.
The son from the bloke from Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yep.
And then like Tasman Archer, Sleeping Satellite. Went into a really weird section like 98.
Yeah.
99 well, music. Give me Jimmy Nails, Ain't No Doubt. Do you remember that?
Yes. It was kind of weird, though. About 1996, 97, in the rock sort of things in the 90s, it went from the grunge stuff to the post-grunge, and it went from your Counting Crows, your Lives in the early 90s to your Third Eye Blinds.
Third Eye Blinds, college rock.
Yeah, your college rock kind of stuff. Third Eye Blind, your, what's that other big band? Even your Matchbox 20, Collective Souls, all of that kind of stuff.
Shine.
Yeah,
great song.
How about the one of the sexiest songs out of the 90s? Freak Me Baby.
Oh, Silk.
Silk, yeah.
Silk. Freak Me Baby. I wanna
look you up and down. Don't do you say stop. Or Genuine's Pony.
Yeah, Pony. That produced by Timbaland, now doing all the big hits.
How old is that dude?
Oh, wow. He's
been
old.
Around forever.
Yeah, and then, of course, you get the Brits to do sexy songs, and they come out with James Laid.
Yes.
Great song.
That's a good song.
Awesome song. Have you heard James's other song, Sit Down? That's fantastic as well. Remember the the fun rock, like Three Little Pigs by Green Jelly? Remember Ween Push the Little Daisies?
The drummer from Tool was a drummer on Green Jelly's Three Little Pigs.
I'm still convinced that Ween's Push the Little Daisies, the chorus, is Trey Parker from South Park. Convinced.
Yeah.
Not mentioned, but I think it's unmistakable. What about Jeremy Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
The Right Kind of Love.
The Right Kind of Love.
How good's that?
Still play that Woolworth stores, Australia wide.
What other 90s songs? I got heaps. What are you guys?
Cows with Guns was a.
Oh.
That was an awesome song.
Yes. I loved that
good song. Stone Temple Pilots, Plush.
Yes.
Love the Pilots.
Lovely.
Yeah, that was awesome. Interstate Love Song.
Yeah.
Oh,
big ones.
Great.
Can I chuck one out there?
Yes, you
Faith
can.
No More.
Oh, play it. Oh, yeah, pound that shit.
Yeah.
Faith No More, easy. Yeah. But also, what was the other big Faith?
Jane's Addiction.
What's the other big Faith? Faith No More track.
Easy.
There was Easy, but there was another
Midlife
one.
Midlife Crisis.
Yeah. Ashes to Ashes.
Ashes great to song. Ashes, yeah.
Love that. That was great. My favourite Faith No More song, though, is Evidence.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah,
love that.
Bad.
Great song. And it's nothing like their other shit, which is why I like it.
Yeah.
So, Mike Patton, if you're listening, thumbs up to you, man.
Remember, Don't Stop, Wiggle, Wiggle from the Out There Brothers.
Oh, yes.
And then you had like chicks like Jan Arden, Insensitive, and paved the way. Amy Grant. Remember Amy Grant?
Yes.
With Baby Baby?
Oh.
She's like a full-on god chick now. She does like all these evangelistic...
She does, yeah. And of course, you had your Alanis Morissette who can with the whole chick phase.
Yes. Do you know that Jagged Little Pill sold 30 million copies worldwide? Her next two albums were considered huge successes. Combined, the second two albums, I think it's supposed former Infatuation Junkie.
Yeah.
And that other one combined, 10 million.
The one with That's hands big, cleaned on it.
Hands clean, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Combined, 10 million copies. Mm. So that's how big Jagged Little Pill was. Mm. Thank you very much to Glenn Ballard for making that. The previous two albums stunk. It was just complete ass gravy of the worst kind. And then Jagged Little Pill comes along and spawns all these hits. Year 9 Camp. I remember everyone was singing Ironic. Kept on making the point to my mates, not one ironic thing in that song.
Yeah. What? Yep.
Why?
And
they were like, no, that's irony. That means irony. I'm like, no.
I hate Glenn Ballard, though, because he completely f***ed up another 90s band, which were decent in the 90s. The noughties rolls around and f***s it up, no doubt.
Is he responsible for doing that to them?
Yeah.
He was mine, no doubt.
Yeah, they were good until 2001 when they completely sold out, when it all manufactured.
Rocksteady.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even though Glenn Ballard.
One of those songs of Rocksteady, I don't mind.
Gwen Stefani's solo career is Glenn Ballard too. And Glenn Ballard completely f***ed up Dave Matthews Band, one of my favorite bands. Their worst sound they ever did was Glenn Ballard,
that's
who produced Every Day.
I love Dave Matthews Band.
Crap.
Need we mention an incident in the 90s, Woodstock 99?
Oh, shush you.
Glenn Ballard probably organized that too.
Let's blame Glenn for that. F*** you, Glenn. How about Newton? What did he see?
Every time we touch, sometimes we touch.
Oh,
yes.
The honesty's too much and he just has to have a whinge.
How about, I was going through my alternative rock collection the other day for a said net station that I've launched.
L7.
Thank you. L7.
Player.
Remember them?
Yeah.
Pretend That We're Dead.
Pretend That And Everglade.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Lovely. Some great stuff. Rancid.
Who can forget Aqua? Dr. Jones.
My girlfriend was playing like Rosa Red and all that from them the other day on YouTube.
Joking.
And we worked out that all their songs sounded the same. Mm. They did. They followed that same pattern. Because I said, she played like Rosa Red. I said, the bald rap guy is going to come in roundabout now.
Soren.
Yeah, Soren, yeah.
And guess what his solo work was called? Underpants Go on the Inside.
Oh, that's right, it was, wasn't it? That's right. And it was under another alias, though, wasn't it? It was like Wonder Boy or something. That's going to annoy us now for the Lazy Boy.
Lazy Boy.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Can we go just get this over and done with? Mbop.
Yeah, it had to be that. My true story, I might have mentioned this on In General previously. Hanson bought out an album in about 2004 with a single that was released to radio called Penny and Me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they completely changed their look and it did nothing for them. They actually toured here in Australia and they sold out in Adelaide.
Radelaide.
Yeah, in Radelaide. That's how radical Adelaide is. Sold out. My friends went and saw them and met them backstage and got autographs.
I think Mbop just got a high rotation spin in Adelaide when they came back in 04.
Apparently, they didn't play it as encore, which was interesting. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, they're all tuckered out. It was bedtime. Little boys. What about Coco Jumbo?
Oh, yes.
Mr. President.
Nice. Yes. Oh, Blind Melon.
Blind Melon, No Rain.
Oh, I know
that song. That's
great
awesome.
Song. Bush, Glycerin.
Yes.
Great
one
song.
One of the first songs I learned to play on guitar.
Yeah, brilliant song.
16 Stone was just the ultimate album to have of Bush's Glycerin and Come Down.
And of course, Gavin Rossdale went out with Susie DiMarchi from the Baby Animals.
Have you seen Susie DiMarchi lately? She's still so hot.
Yeah.
Is she?
Oh,
I've seen her recently.
I saw her in Spicks and Specks.
Mm.
She is gorgeous.
Hmm?
Yep.
Google image.
I've always had a crush on her.
How about Super Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
They were good.
Sarah McLeod. She was on Good Newsweek a little while ago. Hot.
Yeah, that's
those
right.
Leather pants. She's looking amazing.
Yeah, I know. She's like in her late 30s, early 40s now.
40s?
No way.
She'd be in her late 30s for sure.
Yeah.
She would be. Yeah. Yeah. Easily.
And the guy out of
Super
Jesus, who was the guitarist, went on to be the Androids.
That's right, yes.
With Do It With Madonna. Totally.
Remember the Mavises?
Cry? Oh, Cry, I love that song.
Butthole Surfers.
Oh,
Pepper.
Yeah.
And you remember the CD cover to Pepper? Oh. It's like a rat or a squirrel or a, some sort of thing on the. Remember Quindon Tarver, who was on the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack, When Doves Cry?
Yes.
He's now studying law at Texas University.
Really?
And he got kicked out of American Idol in the Hollywood round.
Nice.
Love it. That shows you how good talent he was. Remember,
greatest, remember in the 90s, people started guest appearing on other people's songs? Mm. Tori Amos, Professional Widow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Love that song.
Yeah.
That's Tori Amos.
Now, you've mentioned little fellas.
Hanson.
That's them.
Mm.
Need we mention Hole?
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think that'd be a travesty.
Yeah.
I really think, but despite Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins writing a lot of that, the music was fantastic, but that was just a dark, dark time.
You ruined that one,
Alan. Dark time. Remember Quad City DJs, Come On Ride the Train? I danced to that at Ventura's Mega 10 in Adelaide.
God.
Sawdust dance floor.
Adelaide's got it going on.
I was about to say
this. Yeah.
Adelaide was a place to be in the 90s.
Yeah, it was.
And of course, we were talking about earlier Casanova.
Yes, Ultimate Chaos. Last episode, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, remember the sunscreen song?
Yeah, Lee Perry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and
I met Lee Perry. He's a really cool dude.
Yeah.
He is a genius, that bloke.
And Paul Mack did
the he's the KFC
song.
Guy. He's Colonel Sanders on the KFC ads.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh,
wow.
There you go.
Hmm. Oh, Oasis.
Oh, yeah,
how
of course.
Did you forget Oasis?
Of course.
Come on.
What's the story?
Morning Glory.
Glory, totally. Yes. Remember Five? Here's Five's greatest claim to fame after they disbanded. Scott Robinson. He was the lead in the musical Boogie Nights 2.
They made a sequel.
They made a sequel. No, a stage sequel to Boogie Nights 2.
Oh, my God.
Boogie Nights was only good for Roller Girl and the plastic dick at the end.
That's right. I was about to say, was it a musical? Imagine that. And I cannot get it up. Cannot get it up.
Oh, yes, I'm coming.
Yes, I'm coming.
Yes, you're coming.
Yes, you're coming. Remember Abs from Five? He had a solo career.
Yeah, he called himself Abs something. He added a surname.
Something.
Abs Love is what he called himself. remember Billy Piper's big thing? Because we want to. Because we want to.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
Another song? Was it Honey?
Yeah, Honey to the
Honey
Bee.
To the
Honey
Bee.
To the Bee.
That and was, Day and Night. And
well, she was
that.
Billy for Because We Want To, and then Honey to the Bee, Billy Piper.
That's right. Who later married Chris Evans.
Ah.
Yeah, the big radio presenter in the UK.
Right.
Who I believe, I got to chuck in a radio nerd fact, it wouldn't be in general without it. He got the sack from Virgin Radio in Pommyland for rocking up hungover too often. They sacked him.
Oh, isn't that what they do over there?
He ended up making heaps of cash at his next job. Can't remember what station it was. Guess who ended up buying out Virgin Radio off Mr. Branson? Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
And he was the one that they sacked him a couple of years earlier.
How's that for a big up
How
yours?
About that? How good is
Thanks
that?
Thanks for coming.
You sacked me 3 years ago. Guess what? I'll buy your station. And apparently the station boss that sacked him was the first one to go.
Oh, as if he wouldn't be.
Isn't it ironic?
Dude, that's great.
Well,
good
that's
work,
not
Chris
really
Evans.
Irony,
good work.
There you go.
Do you want to know a slightly disturbing and disappointing fact, to be more accurate, about 90s? The first hip-hop, or first R&B, I think it was, song to top the US charts.
Oh, do we need... Oh,
I know
Jesus
what
Christ.
Yeah.
Save our souls.
Vanilla Ice.
Say Rash is coming back.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, Alex, you wanted to know our favourite things of the 90s.
I do.
So, why don't you kick us off, Jabers?
All right. Number one.
Subway cookies.
The Goosebumps books.
Yeah. Nice.
Or Animorphs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the pencil cases that were garbage bins? Little tiny garbage bins?
Oh, yeah.
What were they called? Just garbage bins, were they?
Yeah, I think so. Pencil bins.
I used to put my connector pens.
Connector pens.
Yeah, we all remember them.
And you used to make the
guns.
What were
those? Yeah, the guns you did,
You're dead now, man. I had a force field.
Can't touch me.
Number two on my list of awesome things about the 90s was Tazos. And Odd Bods. Remember Odd Bods out of the car and they had the heat patch. Number three was the start of pay television in Australia.
Yes,
Galaxy
it was.
TV.
Galaxy TV.
Yeah.
Love and life. My dad actually worked for Galaxy back in the 90s, and we were actually one of the very first households in Radelaide to get pay TV.
Radelaide, you would have been popular as.
Oh, eight channels.
Everyone else
they
just
began.
Used to gather around the potbelly stove in the 90s in Radelaide. JB had friggin' pay TV. You were like a god.
Yeah. Point number four, when the World Wide Web was new and exciting.
Mm.
Remember that? When you didn't take shit for granted on the World Wide Web, you would have like, you know, a 6 hour a month dial-up package and you used to only have 10 minutes a day. So you'd go, shit, and you actually write down what you're going to look at and then log in there. Yeah, have a look at that, have a look at that, have a look
what
at that.
What was the first search engine that was big?
AltaVista.
AltaVista.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
same dude days. Wrote WWW. He wrote the HTTP protocol.
Mm.
All the one dude.
Mm-hmm. Smart man.
What a freak.
All that, yeah.
I remember hearing about a lot of people that made some big money in the late 90s when internet was getting real big. They just coined like generalmotors.com. Mm. They'd buy the URL and then sell it for millions.
Yeah, that's right. I actually found
someone did that for 21st Century Fox as well.
Really?
That's why you'll notice when Fox went from 20th Century Fox to 30th Century Fox when I did all the Futurama, Futurama stuff.
Oh, really? Mm. And it was an old song actually by Entrance. Now, I can't remember. There was an old song.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
There was an old song from Entrance where he actually mentions like old technologies and stuff.
Yes.
And he mentions 14.6 kilobit per second. And I'm like, you are not cool.
Remember when Sega Mega Drive came out as 16-bit and then 32-bit and stuff? Yeah. That was all time.
Woo. And my final pack, remember this. Sega First Strike.
Yeah!
The laser thing, you have the head and you run around and you go do
like laser tag.
You had nine lives and it would count backwards.
That's right. Go, yes.
And we where I used to live, we had a massive gully out the back of our house which ran behind all the houses in the street. It was awesome. So, you know, the house would be there would be the house, the backyard, then the gully.
Yeah.
And run all the way up the street. We used to have awesome nighttime First Strike fights in our gully.
Awesome.
Which was awesome. You'd like have logs that you could hide behind and that was the life of the party in primary school, man. Everyone was like, can I play Laser First Strike at your house tonight?
Laser First Galaxy TV. Yeah. It would have been like walking into a new dimension over there.
On.
ingeneral.com.au.
Hit me, Alex.
Alright, now these are in no particular order.
Mm.
And I'm not apologising for getting nostalgic either.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fucking lick me.
All right. Lick me. Another Alex payout of the
week. Yes. Now, Game Boy. Oh. In colour.
In colour, yes.
Yeah.
Back in the days when you you couldn't scratch a video game.
No.
You just used to take it out, blow in it and put it back in.
Yeah, that's
bang.
Right.
And on the same point, Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Zelda. Yeah. Zelda on 64. Yes. Remember that? That was massive.
Oh, and GoldenEye.
Yeah. Oh,
oh GoldenEye is awesome.
Oh, and remember the first time you had the bloody vibrate pack?
Oh,
remember that? That was just
right.
That wasn't even playing the Nintendo. Anyway, hear me.
You know the PlayStation 1 came out in the 90s.
I was going to bring that up. I love the PlayStation. Tekken.
Oh yeah.
Now you guys are going to love this.
Yep.
Yo-ho Diablo.
Oh, yes.
That the weird thing was, actually, last night when I said to my girlfriend, I said, I got to do a list of the things I liked about the 90s. I can't remember shit. The first thing she said was Yo-ho Diablos.
Nice.
They were amazing.
I love them.
Two sticks and you win.
And the basketball shoes that would pump up.
Oh.
I got my first set when I was with him about, four?
Yeah.
Year three?
Oh. I had the rip-offs.
I thought I was the king of the court.
The basketball was in the tongue in Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
My rip-off one was on the side. And didn't even pump the shoe up, but it was just this little tube around your ankle.
What was the point of them?
I got no idea.
So they fitted you.
Oh.
They could be big,
yeah.
And then you'd pump it, and it would blow up the tongue to squeeze your foot into the shoe.
And that's good?
Yeah, it was great.
Well, the pediatric... Like,
could not make you jump higher or play basketball better.
Yeah.
Just that was it.
So you're like Michael Jordan without the big divorce suit.
Yes, and the skill and
the movies.
Height and the jumping and the shooting and, everything.
And Space Jam.
I was about to say Space Jam.
Space Jam, nice one.
Yep.
I believe I can fly. R. Kelly, who incidentally wrote a 1995 track, You Are Not Alone, Michael Jackson.
Oh, he did.
Good song.
Shit, did he?
Good
song.
Didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, cool. What else we got? We have the Subaru Impreza. No, it's just me because I like Subaru.
Oh, okay.
You can all go get I just like Subaru.
By that reaction.
Now, The Simpsons and Seinfeld.
Of course.
You know, hello.
Even though technically Seinfeld's 80.
So were the Simpsons, technically.
Technically. But for golden age, I'd say 90s.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Ran through.
Definitely.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy. I love that show.
I love them. Street Sharks. Thank you. And that is the end of the episode. Yep,
bang. Done. I've got, of course, one of the greatest inventions of the 90s, Viagra.
Viagras!
For when I'm older, that's one of my favourite things about the 90s.
97.
The George Foreman Lean Mean Fat Reducing Grilling Machine.
Are you for real? That was in the 90s.
Yeah, and I commend that for services to hilarious photos of celebrities doing stupid shit. Those with the memory will fondly recall he was actually donning a boxing glove to literally knock the fat out. How about first-person shooters? Doom, Wolfenstein.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about Mortal Kombat? Street Fighter.
Fatality,
Remember, that's right. And he used to train that
Sonya school. Blade. Finish him. Liu Kang wins. Fatality. Flawless victory.
And do you remember when he used to train him at school? Yeah, man. Yeah, the kiss of death. You go up, left,
your finishing moves.
Fire button, and then, you know? And I could never do them because I wasn't quick enough. You know, I remember 1994, Johnny before Cage. I even had my own computer, we went around to this fellow's house and he was like the IT guy at SA Water and he had Doom set up on LAN.
Oh.
And I was like, this is f***ing incredible.
I know.
And we're playing Doom on LAN and I used to run into his room, see where he was, then run back and tell my brother so we could go in and shot him. We still lost.
Quake 3D is great because you've got the space station and those jump pads where you bounce everywhere. I was so quick. We were able to do in one session of Quake 3D, me and my brother's record was 513 frags.
Whoa.
513 kills. You just go to the spawn point and you put maximum players in and they're just spawning constantly and you just pull down a firestorm of hell onto this one spot and your frags just go brrr. It was tops.
Awesome.
Speaking of Pizza Hut, who remembers the Bigfoot pizza?
Oh, that was on one of the ads on NRTV.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was huge, put into little square slices and you ate a Bigfoot.
Huge
it was massive. How about basketball trading cards? Upper Deck and Fleur. And if you didn't know who Anthony Hardaway was, I've got his rookie card. And
Charles Barkley.
And you had like 1 cent.
Yeah.
The 1 centers with the common cards.
And
you used
to trade them. Remember that? It was like, I'll trade you my Michael Jordan rookie card for your bloody Shaquille O'Neal rookie of the year card. Yeah man, done.
Yep, thanks for coming. And you used to get Beckett magazine to get all the values.
No, I didn't know that.
You had to get a magazine.
That had all the worth of all the cards. How about the TV show Dinosaurs? It was a total Simpsons ripoff. It was so bad. How about Captain Planet?
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Great song.
Awesome.
Great TV show.
Yeah.
And what am I, last but not least? Original Oakley Sunnies.
Oh, yes.
And Oakleys were big and popular.
That's right.
Still like Wayfarer things. Do you want to go through some TV shows? Who remembers Baywatch Nights?
Yes, I was about to say Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Who remembers Blossom, the TV show Blossom?
No,
I'm too old for you bastards. Her best friend was Six. That was her name, Six. Full House. Everyone knows Full House.
Yeah.
Party of Five.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
With Jennifer Love.
Every 2 minutes, someone's having a fucking cry. It was ridiculous. Should have called it Party of Depression.
That was on the Goosebumps tape.
What
promo
a joke.
For that.
Promo for Party of Five.
Charlie!
The only show that's got more crying than Party of Five is So You Think You Can Dance. Every 2 seconds, someone's having a tear on that show.
I actually watched So You Think You Can Dance the other night,
yeah.
And I said, I said, enough f***ing sap stories.
I know.
Did you watch that the other night?
It's
on
awful.
Like last
Namby
Wednesday night.
Namby fell whinge and moaning.
That annoying judge.
I'm so much better than this. I deserve a second chance.
They were deliberately milking it out of people, though. They were going, and I.
So, do you want to tell me about that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, no.
And then they'd have a cry, and then they'd get voted through, and then they'd go to an ad break, come back from the ad break, and apparently you've had a really hard trek here. What's happened? Oh, my dad left me, and my mum's got cancer now. And go to the ad break, come back, same thing would happen. I said, this is fuck. The producers need to f***ing pack their shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Just for milking people's personal situations like that. It's ridiculous.
Bullshit.
Do you want me to give you your 90s music quiz?
Oh, gentlemen? Hit me. Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. Question one. What did Monifa want you to touch?
Her lips? I don't know.
It. She wanted you to touch it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, see, I see what you mean.
Okay, yeah. Rock and roll. Okay, yeah. Cool. Who recommended that you bust a move?
Oh, Young MC.
Young MC. Thank All right, you. JB's on one. According to Stardust, who does the music sound better with?
You.
You.
Damn it.
JB's two. Who in Always Genius style told us there was blood on the dance floor?
Michael Jackson.
JB. See, Alex, see, you're up against a radio announcer.
Yeah,
that's
I know,
not fair.
I know. We're going to f***ing bank.
So that's Jesus. Three. Right.
He's still playing Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
Down in your, down in the lifts, down at Alex C's bank.
Actually, I rang your bank the other day and you got my radio station on, so thank you very much.
Oh,
for
that's
that.
Right, yeah, no worries. I'm changing it now.
Who will never be your woman?
Whitetown.
Whitetown. JB's four. Come on, Alex, bust it. You will always be beautiful in whose eyes?
In my eyes. My eyes?
Yeah. No, you. In whose? Who's the artist who sang it?
Oh, just Joshua Catterson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit a brick, man.
Who also did Jesse, which was written about Sarah Jessica Parker.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious.
Nice. Who loves you always forever?
I love you. Oh, I heard that song the other day, and it was I Love You Always Forever. Bye. And it was on at a coffee shop here, and it was Donna...
Donna Lewis. Donna Lewis.
Yes, thank you.
Shit, Alex, come on. Come on.
Bloody hell.
Who will turn right back around if you give her one reason?
And Tracy Chapman.
Roger that. I think he's beyond a point of being beat here.
I'm just going to listen in and get some info.
What band asked the pertinent question? Alice? Who the fuck is Alice?
The Steppers.
The Steppers.
Yeah. New Zealand band.
Which
and
Swedish group?
Actually, quickly, I got that on Hit Machine 10.
Nice.
At home, and you can win a PlayStation 1 if I send it off by the 31st of October 1995.
Oh, okay. Shit, you better get on that, dude.
I wonder if I send it off now, I'll probably get a reward for still having a copy of Hit Machine.
They'll give you a PlayStation 1.
Scatman John on it.
You'll actually get the PlayStation 1 and you'll go, oh,
burr.
Which Swedish group saw the sign?
Ace of Base.
Nice. Who thought you were the most beautiful girl in the world?
Could you? Prince.
No.
Oh.
You sure you want to rethink his name?
Oh, the symbol.
Just symbol.
Yeah,
he just changed his name.
Yeah, that's right. Symbol. Good one.
Which doctor recommended that you sing Hallelujah?
Dr. Alban.
Nice.
And the Chipmunks.
And who was on a mission to find Mr. Warren G?
Warren G.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G.
Snoop.
No.
Doggy.
No, nearly. It's got a dog in there.
Little Bow Wow.
Nate Dog.
Oh,
Nate Dog. There you go, Alex.
Oh, Alex got one.
There's one.
Woo.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Nice. All right, that's all I've got.
Oh, well.
All right, that's the 90s special. But are we going to tell the reason why we actually are doing a 90s special? Only because everyone at the turn of 2010 was doing all these big specials on the noughties this, the noughties that, and we were like, f*** that. Let's do
90s.
Yeah. We should do... No, I wasn't alive then. I was going to say we should do the 80s. But
80s, no, you pricks
are
too
young.
We
were born in the
80s. I'd have a list as big as my arm and you'd go, oh, you kids on the block? That's all you'd have.
Yeah. Guns and Roses. Yeah.
Nice work. All right, cool.
All original material written and produced by In General Productions, copyright 2009.